from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United Nations Security Council is due to vote today on a resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. Tensions there have impeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid. During a news conference Monday, the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov described the resolution as a provocative step. He also said U.S. and Russian officials will hold talks Tuesday or Wednesday on a plan for a withdrawal of rebels from eastern parts of Aleppo. 23 people died in weekend clashes triggered by tribal rivalry in Congo's central Shikapa region, according to the deputy governor of the Kasai province Monday. Fighting from Monday to Sunday between police and troops on the one hand and members of the local militia on the other left 13 dead and 14 injured among security forces and killed 10 militia fighters. That is the information according to state television. A fire at a luxury hotel in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi has killed 11 people. Officials say the fire erupted at the Regent Plaza's hotel's ground floor kitchen today. The Karachi mayor said the cause of the fire could not be immediately determined. A vast Red Cross survey published Monday indicates the acceptance of torture during war has increased dramatically in recent decades, with fewer than half of the people rejecting the practice. It also revealed that 48% of the respondents said it was wrong to torture enemy combatants to obtain important military information, while 36% said doing so allowed it, and 16% said they didn't know. This is VOA News. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has vowed to resign after his referendum on constitutional reform suffered a huge defeat Sunday, losing to the no camp 60% to 40% amid a high turnout.
Il no ha vinto in modo straordinariamente netto.
Mr. Renzi said the no vote won in a very convincing manner. The Eurozone's third largest economy may be heading yet for another election next year, which could see the anti-Euro party five-star movement take power. Remarks by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry are quickly being interpreted by the Israeli media as harsh criticism and undiplomatic. Before a predominantly pro-Israel audience in Washington, Kerry warned that the Jewish state is in a bad place because of its government's policies toward the Palestinians, especially authorizing Israeli settlements in locations where local residents are predominantly Palestinians.
If you have a whole bunch of people who are specifically, strategically locating outposts and settlements in areas that make it impossible to have a contiguous Palestinian state, they're doing it for the specific purpose of not having a peace.
Again, that is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Pakistani paramilitary forces Monday killed 5 members of a Sunni militant outfit that are notorious for sectarian attacks and are linked to the Islamic State group, according to officials. Frontier Corps troops stormed a compound in the province of Baluchistan and killed them in a gunfight. Authorities in Russia's Siberian region of Tuva Monday were examining several pieces of the Progress cargo spaceship found after it crashed last week, having failed to reach orbit. 2 pieces, including a large spherical object, were found by herders over the weekend, while another was discovered in the courtyard of a residential house on Monday. The region's head of Sholban Kol warned people not to touch the metal debris. Music icon Bob Dylan won't be at the Nobel Prize ceremony this week to accept his award, but he sent along a speech to be read aloud, according to the Nobel Foundation Monday. The 75-year-old had a subdued response to the honor, remaining silent for weeks after the news in October that he had won the prize for literature. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has denied an easement for the highly controversial $3.8 billion Dakota Access Pipeline. It's been the subject of months of protests by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, which contends a project would affect its drinking water supply and destroy its sacred sites. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.